We turn our attention now to the fact that it's 10 years since the All Blacks came here to Donegal, and they were here to honour Dave Gallagher, a man born in Remelton, and we're joined on the line by Letterkenny Rugby Football Club Chairman Dennis Faulkner. Dennis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Dennis, it was a great occasion with All Blacks coming to Donegal. And you're remembering that now, 10 years later?
Yeah, Miles, it's hard to believe it's 10 years. We wonder where the 10 years have gone. But I suppose we've kept busy at the club, and we're glad to see the club has developed. But yeah, getting back to 10 years ago, it was a fantastic occasion. It's probably only in hindsight we realise just how great an occasion it was. I think for a small club to convince the All Blacks to come and visit us, I think was a great achievement. But yeah, we look back with it in great fondness, great memories, with just great enjoyment from our point of view. I think we've got a great bit of life and a bit of, I suppose, got a crack to the whole area as well. And we'd like to think that the rugby club benefited. We'd also like to think that Remelton will have benefited as well, because we certainly have seen a fairly steady stream of New Zealand visitors, particularly over the World Cup nights, calling down to Dave Gallagher Park. And we would have directed and monitored Remelton to see his birthplace as well. You know, so there is a nice residual sort of a link there, which we're very proud of.
And I suppose it's important, you know, that you get the high profile, and it's important then that you build on it, and people, you know, will be the players will be anxious to play for Letterkenny since they have those connections.
Yeah, well, I suppose that was the genesis of our idea of you know, using this as a sort of a PR exercise for the club, and that, in fact, was how it started, and it really snowballed from there. We never thought it would actually be as successful as it was, but we wanted to use it to generate publicity for the club, to strengthen our youth and our money structure. Because at that stage, rugby was fairly much the third, maybe fourth tier sport here in Donegal, but the All Blacks has certainly changed that, and we found 10 years ago, like, our money's just exploded, and we've brought a great group of money the whole way through our youth, and now, like, our under-18s are sitting top of the pile in Ulster, the best all currently top of the Premier Division in the, you know, the Ulster under-18 league. And all those lads who have come through 10 years, you know, they would have come into the club 10 years ago as money, so we've brought them up through the system. So that's been a great success from our point of view. And now I suppose the challenge is to get those fellas who will stay around to onto our first and seconds, and hopefully push that level of the club up to a higher level as well, you know.
Well, speaking of those under-18s, as you say, the under-18 team doing particularly well, and individuals from that team doing well, and we're talking about Daniel Faulkner, Joseph Dunleavy and Peter Scott being members of the Ulster under-18 team.
Yeah, they did exceptionally well. The three lads played the three Interpros games this summer against Connacht, Leinster and Munster, and the three of them acquitted themselves exceptionally well. But that was on the back of 2 years phenomenally hard work with both the club and the Ulster development squads. And the three lads have developed into, I suppose, the backbone and the three leaders of our under-18s. And in fairness, Joe Dunleavy, and really justified as well, he's now on the Ireland under-18 development squad, and hopefully push for full international honours in the Six Nations, hopefully next year, which would be a great achievement for Joe and well-deserved.
Yeah, it's fantastic that Donegal and Letterkenny rugby players are getting on to Irish panels and Irish teams. So, you know, it's probably not that far away from the time where a Donegal person will be on the Irish senior team.
No, well, we'd like to think that we're producing players now, and we have another five who are on the development squad for this year. We have, we have Joshua Fulton, we have Conor McMenamin, we have James Sooney, we have Finn McGarvey and Matthew Faulkner. Like, the five of them are now coming behind the three lads that set the standard last year. And then we've more coming behind that in the under-16 development squad. So, like, our youth system is starting to pay off. But I think the big thing, Miles, is the lads, they don't have to tip the hat to any clubs in Ulster anymore. We're not going out second best anymore. And I think that's sort of the message getting through to the lads. You know, they're as good as anybody else that they're going to meet. And I think that realisation has set in a few years ago, and these lads are competing with the very best, but they're competing in a very quiet, confident way, and that's great from a club coach's point of view, because, you know, they're bringing that back to clubs, to our club, and then I suppose the club player is raising his game because the lads beside him are actually giving him the confidence to maybe do things that he wouldn't normally do, you know. So there's a great knock-on effect there, and it's great from a club development point of view to see these lads coming back. And the ethos and the professionalism that they have at the development squad level is coming back into the clubs. And I suppose that's where sport's at now, Miles. Fellas, you know, 15, 16, 17 will pick their sport, and they really have to become serious about it in relation to training, conditioning, you know, nutrition, the whole thing. And these lads are bringing that information back to clubs, and I think that's a great development.
Okay, Alec, you've been listening to Dennis there. I suppose maybe if we go back 10 years, you were very much involved in interviewing the players that came over from New Zealand, and indeed the manager, Brian Lahore. Maybe you would like to reminisce with Brian there. With Dennis, sorry.
Hi, Dennis. Good afternoon.
How are you, Alec? How are you?
That's so bad. It seems, I tell you what, Dennis, as we get older, 10 years passes very quickly, doesn't it?
No way does it seem like 10 years ago, but the memories are still fresh and we can still have a laugh about it, which is an thing.
Exactly. No, I just was saying to Miles earlier on there, you know, when it's Tana Umanga, I mean, you know, an absolute legend who I remember being lucky enough to interview in the bus, and also Conrad Smith, who of course has been very much to the fore at the moment in the winning New Zealand side, and who is now going to play his rugby with Poland, France, and is supposed to pick up his retirement money in that one. But sadly, the one thing we have to say is that the guy who actually smashed the bottle to open the Bay of Gullagher grounds and who sprayed himself with the champagne, Jerry Collins, no longer is with us. At terrible accident, both he and his wife been killed, and fortunately their little daughter lives on to keep the name going. But he was a real character, as you know, and when I saw that happening, I immediately thought back to that particular time, because I remember showing him a photograph which I had got taken in Wellington in 2005 on the Lions trip. Of me, he was walking down the street, and I asked somebody, would they take a quick photograph in those days? Had he handed over to somebody, and I had the photograph and I showed it to him, and he smiled. And then I said, you know, well, you can show your cousin, because not a lot of people knew that Tana Umanga and Jerry Collins were cousins. And of course, the other highlight I had on that particular bus was Sir Brian Lahore, who was an absolute legend in New Zealand rugby. To be talking to him, I know, a bit like talking to Willie John McBride, when you talk to these icons of sport, they're so down to earth, unlike some people who have a one-cap wonder and they don't even know how to speak to people. But it was a fantastic day, as I remember. And I think, Dennis, the other thing is it's well worth thinking about. Two wee things I was thinking about before we came on here. Interestingly, that the president of Ireland that time was Andy Crawford. And Andy Crawford was very proud to say that he was president whenever Letterkenny initially joined the Ulster branch as a club, which, you know, was lovely. And the second thing is that, you know, despite all the All-Ireland League, and you can talk about the Premiership and the Pro 12 and the Super 15 and all the rest of it, the only other club team who can wear a fairing on their jersey as well as the All Blacks is Letterkenny Rugby Club.
Yeah, that's right, and I suppose we tend to forget that, but that was done on the basis of permission from the All Blacks. When Robbie Love went to New Zealand in the summer of 2005 to the Lions, it was really Robbie that opened the doors for by meeting with Steve Hugh, who was the chief executive at the time, and it all flowed from there. But you're right, Miles, we are the only club to have permission to wear the silver fern, and hopefully we'll be able to do some form of justice. But getting back to Jerry Collins, I'd like to just reiterate what you said there. But I think what people didn't realise on the day, Jerry was an absolute total gentleman on the day. He couldn't have been nicer. But Tana Umanga was the man that was supposed to step forward down the pitch to do the opening. But I was telling Tana, he was phenomenally shy, and, you know, he was very frightened about the reception he was getting, in the sense that he wanted very much to stay in the background because of the O'Driscoll issue. But Jerry Collins stepped up and he took the pressure off Tana, and he was life and soul of the party. Now, Tana relaxed then. He talked out at the hall in Remelton later on. He talked very, very well. But Jerry was a man that stepped forward that day, and he really had everyone in the palm of his hands, a complete and utter gentleman. So, as I say, very, very sad news, but like, he'd be remembered certainly down the Dave Gallagher Park for as long as that's there. So, yeah, as I say, great day, and great memories. And as I say, it's great to look back, but you wouldn't know, hopefully we might get them back again. We did it once, we might try our luck a second time.